Lenten Journey Day 23. Schmoozing. Of all the topics we've discussed during the Lenten season, did you ever think we'd talk about schmoozing? In fact, sometimes it implies disingenuous feelings, insincerity. But interestingly enough, Jesus uses a schmoozer to be the hero of his story. Of course, I'm talking about the story of the insincere, unjust, and dishonest steward. Let's take a different look at the story we've been examining for the past 2 days. In fact, this parable is found in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16. Here we find Jesus referring to a steward, a manager of sorts, one who has been trusted by his boss, by his employer, to take care of his wealth, of his assets. And they find that he is a crooked man. He is a man who has stolen, who has taken what doesn't belong to him. And so the boss tells him that your time's up. Give an accounting of your stewardship. The story continues as Jesus tells it like this. So he thought to himself, I'm not strong enough to dig and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses. So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, how much do you owe my master? 800 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 400. Then he asked the second, and how much do you owe? 1,000 bushels of wheat. He replied, take your bill and make it 800. So what's this steward doing? Well, he's taking what doesn't belong to him, and he's using it for his profit. Interesting. You would think that, well, his employer, his boss would be more upset. But here's how Jesus turns this around. The master, Jesus says, commended the dishonest manager because he acted shrewdly. And the justification? Jesus continues, for the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than the people of light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed in eternal dwellings. This can be very confusing on the surface. In fact, something as disingenuous as schmoozing becomes a norm for this person. In other words, he is commended. He's applauded for his shrewdness. But Jesus makes it very clear that the children of this world are more shrewd in their dealings than the children of light. Basically, Jesus is telling us that while we are here in this world, we need to use the tools that are given to us. We need to find the language of this world to better ourselves, to communicate, so that we can implement and do the work that is necessary. Of course, confusion can arise because it does sound foreign. It doesn't sound religious. But that's the beauty of what Jesus is teaching us and the beauty of our church father's direction at this point in Lent. Remember the lessons of the last few days, that as we're coming off the mountaintop, as we're looking down at life on earth, we have to understand that this is a real life. So many times the religious community wrongly places its emphasis on a life to come, forgetting that the life here is one of beauty, one that needs to be cared for, and one that needs to be interacted with. Today we know that there are many problems in the world. On the four corners where there is no peace, we know on a very personal level, disease, illness. We know that relationships gone awry are destroying our families. Drugs coming into the lives of our children and wreaking havoc. All these things, Jesus tells us, are real. Don't think that you can avoid them. And I've given you those tools that you need, including the language, including the ways of the world, and in fact, the ways of this world are what are necessary, Jesus tells us, to deal with the difficulties, to deal with what is going on all around us. Overcome the problems that you have using the tools and the talents that God has given you, and realize it sets you up for the bigger picture of eternal life. And then we start understanding that the big problems, the big picture, are all in our hands. That we have the tools to bring about peace. That anger and hatred that escalate into war and genocides, poverty, sickness, disease, pollution, that manifest themselves into cancers and the cancers of hunger, can all be solved by us, by using that unrighteous mammon, that money, to bring about God's justice here in this world. For today, I ask you to read the Gospel of Luke chapter 16. Read the story of the dishonest steward, and then think of it this way. The boss, the employer, is God. You and I are the stewards. This Lenten season is the first call. In other words, we've been called by our employer to give an accounting of our stewardship. What have we done? And thank God that we have this opportunity of Lent to set ourselves right. We now have to figure out how we're going to make it. And God has given us those tools. Where can we use those talents that we have? Where can we schmooze to basically use the language of this world to better our situation, to make those things that are important, those dreams that speak to our hearts, reality in our lives? In other words, this life is beautiful. This life right now is worth living. This life is what God has given you. Don't look out there. Don't look at something to come, because He's given you the talents, He's given you everything you need to make it, to make this the beautiful life that He intends it to be. Let us pray the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali from the second hour of Havadov Chostavanimk. I confess with faith and adore you, O light indivisible, simultaneous Holy Trinity and one Godhead, creator of light and dispeller of darkness. Dispel from my soul the darkness of sin and ignorance, and at this hour enlighten my mind, that I may pray to you according to your will and receive from you the fulfillment of my supplications. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll take the next step in this Lenten journey. Until then, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, you'll find prayers, you'll find podcasts as well as broadcasts to help you through the Lenten season and in your spiritual journey always. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.